Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God. Anybody in here got anything to thank him for? Take a moment and take a moment and share it with somebody. Just one thing. Hallelujah. He maybe kept you over the holiday from having a head-on collision. Maybe he healed your body. Maybe blessed you with some finance. But turn to somebody and just share it with them. Give him another praise and take your seat if you can.
Good morning, and welcome back to Joy and Peace, where your host is none other than Overseer Prophetess Sadie Elliott. So glad and elated that you stopped by the show today. We are back, praise God, on the air. We have been doing a whole lot of different things, but praise God, we have made it back to our blog talk show in the name of Jesus. Lord, in a world where everything seems to be here today and gone tomorrow, how wonderful it is to focus on the rich legacy we have in you. Everything you do and create lasts forever. How reassuring it is to accept that. That means we will last forever too, forever in your kingdom. Thank you, Lord. Well, today our broadcast is The Servant Endure Persecution. You know, as servants of God, we have to endure persecution. We're going to be persecuted for righteous sake. So we got to learn how to endure. And as I thought about this lesson for today, you know, the Lord's servant had learned through experience, each one of us, how to live in the face of adversity and hardships. That means daily, morning by morning. He depends on the Lord, which we all depend on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He knew that God cared for and helps his faithful servant because he has experienced that help. We all have. Thus, we are able to speak the word that sustains the weary. And you'll find that in Isaiah 50 and 4. You know, the discouraged, the wounded, and defeated all are around us. How can we who are Christians speak words of encouragement more effectively? You know, when you think about that, what words do we have for fellow believers? And what words do we have for unbelievers? You know, when you think about that, you have to think a little while to make sure you're saying the right things to believers as well as unbelievers. You know, the servant endured persecution. You know, the servant is instructed by God. When you are called by God, you are the servant. You listen to what God is telling you. You know, the servant, which is a faithful remnant, was speaking either to his fellow Judah exile or perhaps, as in the case of previous servant song, to the nation at large. You know, he had begun by describing how the Lord prepared him to speak a comforting words to those who was weary of suffering, even as he was. We're coming from Isaiah today. The first words out of the servant's mouth reveal his understanding of who controlled his life, and or at least one of the purpose that his suffering has served. You know, the servant saw himself as a pupil enrolled in the school of hard knocks. You know, experience has been his teacher. It was not an experience dedicated or dictated by chance, but one shaped by the unfolding will of the sovereign Lord. You know, his suffering was not accidental. It was provided. It was used by God to equip him to minister to his fellow that was exiled. And when you think about that, the servant suffered results in as instructive tongue, literally a tongue of the pupil. You know, the idea behind this unique expression is that before the servant could become a teacher, he first had to become a student. That means before we got out to doing what God called us to do, we was a student. We was being taught by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's why the servant endured persecution, because we're going to endure persecution on this side. You know, we was to speak not only what God had told us, but also what had personal experience. You mean if we have not went through anything, how can we tell anyone what a servant endure? We have to go through some things in this life, on this side, to be able to know, to tell the believer and the unbeliever about persecution and how to endure. You know, when you think about that, those who wait upon the Lord would eventually find their strength. The servant was unique, qualified to speak in an appropriate word to the weary. You know, when you think of that, here in Hebrews 2:10 and 18, it declares that Jesus was uniquely qualified to be the supreme messenger of God. Truth, unlike the angel, he came to earth and spoke as a human to human. God did that. Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. We're going to be tempted just like God was. But what are we going to do? Are we going to endure and do what God say, or are we going to cave in and do what the enemy want us to do? No, we're going to endure persecution. Because he suffered, we're going to suffer. You know, there is also a sense in which Christians, after the model of Christ, are prepared by suffering to minister more effectively to their fellow human. You know, over in, as I was going through Israel and Isaiah, you know, the issue of the servant was given the ability to speak, the word that sustained the weary. You know, when you think of a word, a promise spoke for the discouraged and the downtrodden, exile and captivity, this only opportunity had passed on to Christian, the church. God's sovereign in this age. And when you think about that, the gospel is the right word, the lost or the right audience. And now is the right time. And how good is a timely word? You'll find that in Proverbs 3. You know, the servant is obedient in spite of persecution. We're going to be persecuted on every hand. But are we going to stand up for the word of God today? With all that's going on in the world around us, are we going to be in obedient? Are we going to be humble? Are we going to be submissive to the word of God? You know, the sovereign Lord had opened our ears, and I had not, had been rebellious. I had not drawn back. I offered my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who pulled out my hair, you know, my beard. I did not hide my face from mockery and spitting. That means we're going to go through some things for Christ. We'll start speaking and telling someone about the word of God, and here come the enemy. You know, not every child of God who suffer profit from the experience. Some are broken by suffering. Some don't know how to stand. You know, others are embittered by it. You know, the servant expressed the attitude that enabled him to turn suffering into a springboard for spiritual growth. You know, this same attitude enabled the believers today to grow spiritually as a result of enduring life hard blows. In this life, we have some hard blows that hit us. Whether it's from the church, whether it's from our family, from our friends, we going to endure persecution. But how are you going to endure it? You're going to endure it as a good soldier. If God did it for us, we can do it for him. You know, the sovereign Lord have opened our ear. The servant wasn't able to remain faithful in the face of suffering because by faith. We got to have faith, you all. He saw it as God's will that he should suffer. He believed God was in his suffering, using it as a simile to his spiritual awakeness. You know, here earlier in Isaiah characterized the servant as spiritual blind and deaf, having failed to learn from the Lord's chastening. Over in Isaiah 42, 18 and 25, as you read those scriptures in your prayer time, this passage confirmed that what Israel had not learned from previous plagues, famine, and invasion, they finally did learn from the destruction of their nation by the Babylonians that God would hold his people accountable for their rebellious against him. God is going to do that today. He's holding everybody accountable that's rebellious. You know, accepting his suffering as the Lord chastened, the servant did not reconcile against it, but obedient submitted to it. You know, hearing a message and learning its truth as for the first time, you know, smarting from his suffering, the servant submitted to God as if I said to him, I hear you, Lord. I know what you're saying, God. I'm going to do what you say do. Would you rather obey God or would you rather obey man? And the way I see it, you better obey God. You can't put man on a pedestal. You better obey God and do what God say. The title is The Servant Endure Persecution. That means we all going to go through persecution. When we have been called and by God, we've been picked out to be picked on. You know, there is a sense in which the servant experienced illustration. The claim that sometimes God has to get our attention before he can instruct us. You know, we have to go through some things. Sometimes we're ignoring what God is saying and what he's doing. But he has to get our attention. So I'm telling you as the servant, when you can say, God, you got my undivided attention. I don't have to be on my bed of affliction to get his attention. I don't have to keep being beaten, beat by the enemy on every hand and every side. When God speaks, it's time for us to listen. He's speaking us to now. You don't even know what the seasons are right now anymore. If you look out at the weather, you see how the weather is going. You see flooding, but it's not the end. You see devastation of life. It's still not the end. You see things that's happening in diverse places, tornadoes, hurricanes, waterfall, different things that's happening nature-wide that God is showing us. He is ready, going to be ready very soon to crack the sky. But are we listening? Are we being the servant he have called us to be? It's not about titles.
It's about being a servant of God. You so many people that's hooked up on titles, but it ain't titles that gonna save you. Are you enduring persecution for God's sake? You know, when you think about that, the servant especially illustrates the claim that sometime God has to get our attention before he can instruct us. You know, of course, it was not God who actually beat the servant back or pulled out his beard. You know, these cruel acts mean to be humiliated as well as painful were perpetrated against Israel by their Babylonian opposition. You know, you got to recognize this. You know, the reader can understand how the servant could both nobly endure the suffering that his adversaries inflicted upon him and then later condemn them and pronounce their doom. He could endure it because he knew God was using it to awaken him spiritually and instruct him. Yet he could condemn his oppressor because they persecuted him for their own evil and vindictive reason. For this they should and would be held accountable. Don't you know they're going to be everybody that's not doing the will of God is going to be held accountable? And when you know the truth and you're not living and doing what the word of God say, which is the truth through the spirit of truth, You know, God gave the servant Israel an instructed tongue to know the word that sustained the weary. He also gave him the gift of discernment through listening. The sovereign Lord have opened my ears. Both speaking and listening was essential to the servant mission. That means we got to be listening. We have to open up our ears. We have to have the gift of discernment. And when we have those gifts that God has given us, we can't help but hear what the word of God is saying. We need to ask each one of us for the spirit of discernment and operating of the anointing that will be applied to our life. You know, we are to give ourselves wholly to the word of God and to the spirit of God. Me, myself, I'm growing daily in the things of God and never will become addicted to spiritual meat. I strive for the maturity of God. My mental faculties are trained by practicing to discriminate and distinguish between what is morally good and noble and what is evil or contrary to divine law. When you think about that, you should say, Lord, I thank you for using the spiritual discernment in my life to become an asset to my family and friends. Also allow you to bring a contributor to the kingdom. Let information and revelation come to the saints through teaching. Let gifts be given to the saints through impartation. Let resources come to the church through equipment. Let discernment be turned on in the lives of your people through activation. I declare that the people of God will not be ignorant of the devices of the enemy. They will sharply detect the wheels of darkness in their life. That's when we ask God for discernment. You know, successful communication continues to require clear speaking and attentive listening. God's or people are advised to be quick to listen, slow to speak. You'll find that in James 1 and 19. You know, the emphasis is upon hearing. As many have, you know, cleverly observed, that is why God gave us two ears, but only one mouth. Our two ears was to hear. Our mouth is to speak when he tells us to speak. You know, Christians must listen with their hearts to ever sensitive to nonverbal expression of pain and unspoken cry for help. Open my ears, Lord, and teach me to listen. I don't know about you, but I'm asking God today to open my ears that I may hear his voice. You know, when I think of it, you know, the Lord's servant to stand by his conviction and to accomplish his purpose in the face of rejection or persecution is expected, you know, well, what I just finished saying. You know, we're living in a time of change, whether y'all realize it or not. Not only material change, but social and spiritual change as well. Christian standard of morality and ethical behavior so long upheld by the majority in our society are characterized by many as arch. We are being told that the Christian's understanding of marriages and family is no longer tenable. And we know that is not what the words say. The servant endure persecution. We're going to endure persecution when we speaking what the word, the Bible say to speak, what to teach. You know, when I think about how can a Christian or a church stand by the moral truth of scriptures without appealing to be hard, unlearning, unforgiving? In other words, how does one take a stand against immoral practice without taking a stand against the immoral people God have called us to save? Think about that today. You know, the servant believed that God would deliver him. We are the servants of God, and we believe that God will save us. You know, the servant expressed not come from within, but from above. It grew out of a faith that God would not abandon us. This faith was well-founded. You know, scriptures are filled with the account of persons, you know, that who stood up for God in the face of opposition and found to be an ever-present help in trouble. You know, Moses before Pharaoh, Elisha before Ahab, and the prophet of Baal and Daniel, his companions before the Babylonian, a familiar example of well-placed faith in God's power to protect his children. Therefore, we will not be disgraced. You know, with these words, the servant expectation of God are clarified. You know, the servant did not embrace help in the form of freedom from suffering. You know, the same resource that God provides his servant is available to the struggling saints today. You know, the power of suffering to undo us is overcome by the realization that God will not allow us to suffer more than we can endure. My. And that he has prepared a destiny for us where suffering no longer can intrude to rob us of our joy. That means we're going to go through. But go on through. You don't have to stay in the wilderness for 40 years like the children of Israel. You know you're going through. Go on through that thing and get through with it. If they persecute you, so what? You live for Christ. Do what Jesus say do. Stand on the word of God, on the principle. I don't care who it is, who's saying what derogatory to what God say. Stand on the word of God today. You know, when I think about how God provides his servants for today, God will not allow us to suffer. He have opened avenues. He have opened doors, even with persecution. Sometimes the opposition came from all type of souls, you know, in our life. And as we read and talk about today through Isaiah chapter 50, you know, God people did not want to hear. They was persecuted by kings, commoners alike, like we are persecuted today. And preparing Ezekiel to go to the rebellious house of Israel to speak his word to them, God had to make the prophet face harder than flint to withstand the opposition he would receive from his courtmen. You know, before God sent a place sometime, he have to work on us, you all. Because sometimes we sent to some places where we know they're not going to receive us, but we got to go anyway. He can prepare us to say what we need to say. Do what we need to do. Even if they get mad, even if they take an attitude, God is preparing us for the servant to endure persecution. No matter what come up against us, God is standing right there to say, wait a minute, I have already prepared you for what you need to do. You on the battlefield today for my sake. And that means you got to go on. You got to do what I say do. And when you do what God say do, he will get the victory. He will get the praise. Because we are servants. We are here to endure. Whatever persecution is put before, we gonna endure what God say do. As they say, turn the other cheek. Well, if you got to turn the other cheek, but to give God's word, you may be sent out to give a message. You're going to say before you go, God, they're not going to receive me. I know they're stiff-necked in there, but God say, I say go. When you open your mouth, I will speak through you. Don't worry about the attitudes they have. Don't worry about them getting angry. Don't worry about trying to do this. You going in my name. So, you know, the servant going to endure persecution. We living in a time where we being persecuted day in and day out for Christ's sake. But who are you going to stand for? The world or for Christ? And if I was you, I would stand for Christ. Because he the one, when he come back, that has the book, that will read everything that you done. Everything you didn't do. Who you listened to and who you didn't listen to. The Lord's servant has learned through experience how to live in the face of adversity and hardship daily, morning by morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, we give God the praise today. You know, it seemed that the remnant claim to servanthood had not gone unchallenged, but to all appearance, the faithful exiles seemed more abandoned by God than chosen by him. Here there was helpless captives, a pagan nation, without their temple and without their land, broken in humility by their diversity, defeat. You know, in the mind of many, Judas, the stigma of that captive was so great that they would never live it down. Never again would they be worthy to bear the title he chose, the chosen people. You can bear the title that God gave you. You know, everybody is hung up on all the titles that everyone have now. But when you think about that title, are you living the title that you was given through the word of God? Are you walking in that title? Are you worthy of that title today? Are you the servant of God that God have called you through persecution? Can you still walk and go in Jesus' shoes? Can you still follow the footprints that you see before you? Or are you behind? Or are you wondering or scratching your head or wondering, it's time out for that. Christians supposed to speak words of encouragement more effectively. What word do we have for fellow believers today? And what words do we have for unbelievers today? Are you able to stand up and give the word? Don't worry about being compromised by anybody, but stand up and do it's right. And that's what God is calling for in these last and evil days. He wants us to let people know this is what the word of God says. This is in the Bible. Not from the top of my head, not what somebody else say. Here, the word of God, this is what it is saying. Ask the Lord to explain it to you where you can help somebody else. I may not say it the way he may give it to you to say it because each situation is different. So he may put you in a situation completely different way he sent me in a situation. But it's going to come out the same. He's going to get the glory. He's going to get all the praise. You know, the servant encouraged the godly. You know, the word of God said, who among you fear the Lord and obey the word of his servant? Let him who walk in the dark, who has no light, trust in the name of the Lord and rely on him, his God, which is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, it's important to hear what the prophet was saying in the word of God. We are not to fear. We are to walk boldly in the word of God. We are to decree, declare, blow the trumpet. Finding such a hope is expressed in the invitation that the prophet, you know, retained to trust in the Lord and rely on him. That's what he wanted to do. Trust in the Lord. Don't trust in ourselves, because we're going to fail. Trust in the Lord.
And a thought I have for you to remember today, those who serve God do so often at the cost of opposition and persecution. God will not abandon those who suffer in his name. And as our closing prayer today, coming to the end of our broadcast, the servant endure persecution. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for the Christ who was willing to deny himself and suffer on our behalf. Give us the strength to bear the burden of servanthood with the confidence that you will sustain us and receive us to yourself in Jesus' name. I hope you have enjoyed the topic today. I will be on next week with another exciting topic. I am back on fighting the devil with tooth and nail. So just stay tuned for Joy and Peace Outreach on next Wednesday at 10 o'clock. Until next week, be blessed. If I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. Thank you for coming on the broadcast today. Tell others to tune in next Wednesday at 10 o'clock for Joy and Peace. We don't know what God may be saying to you or to me. Until next week, bye-bye and have a blessed week.